With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the United States is extending its ceasefire with Iran at Pakistan's request as he waits for a unified proposal from the Islamic Republic. The announcement came as last-minute ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran looked uncertain Tuesday as a two-week truce was set to expire. Virginia voters are deciding if the state can enact a new congressional map that's not displayed at the polls but gives Democrats 10 of the state's 11 districts in Congress. Correspondent Anne-Marie Morgan has more.
National Democrats plowed tens of millions into turning out the yes vote, which gives Democrats 10 districts and would help them take the U.S. House in the fall. To leave just one Republican seat, five districts with long tentacles stretch out from Northern Virginia so that Democrats outnumber Republicans in each one. In contrast, the no vote keeps the current map of six Democrats and five Republicans. Anne-Marie Morgan reporting.
A Democratic congresswoman is resigning rather than face formal discipline for alleged ethics violations. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Representative Sheila Sherfalus McCormick is leaving Congress before the House Ethics Committee made a final decision on her punishment. Members of the panel found the Florida Democrat committed 25 violations of House rules and ethical standards, leading to calls for her expulsion. The congresswoman also faces federal criminal charges accusing her of stealing $5 million in coronavirus disaster relief funds. Sherfalus McCormick denies any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 293 points, the Nasdaq dropped 144, the S&P 500 lower by 45. This is SRN News. A Baptist minister is killed in Ukraine, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A Russian airstrike on the city of Zaporizhia struck a church last week, resulting in the death of the pastor and the wounding of eight other people. Ukrainian officials accuse the Russians of specifically targeting the church. Moscow's invasion of Ukraine is in its fifth year with no end in sight. The government is also accused of persecuting Christians who do not belong to the Russian Orthodox Church, which has thrown its support behind the invasion. Michael Harrington reporting.
British police are investigating whether a series of arson attacks on Jewish sites in London are the work of Iranian proxies. The Metropolitan Police Force says counter-terror officers are probing the attacks on synagogues and other sites linked to the Jewish community, as well as an attack on a Persian language media company. No one's been injured in the blazes, the latest of which caused minor damage to a North London synagogue. This is SRN News. There's a major transition coming at Apple.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is stepping down after nearly 15 years at the company's helm. In that time, Apple's market value soared by more than $3.6 trillion, leveraging the popularity of the iPhone and other breakthroughs orchestrated by his predecessor, Steve Jobs. Cook will turn the CEO duties over to Apple's head of hardware products, John Ternus, on September 1st. However, he will remain involved as executive chairman. The transition comes at a pivotal time for Apple. Artificial intelligence has unleashed an upheaval in the industry, and Apple's gotten off to a rough start. I'm Ben Thomas.
Shoppers accelerated their spending in March, but they spent a good chunk of their money at the gasoline pump. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.